Well, happy New Year. Yeah. The ball has officially dropped in Times Square for 2026. And surely the needles are dropping from our Christmas trees and the petals are beginning to drop from our poinsettia plants, right? And but for most of us, images of that ball dropping and all the New Year excitement brings sparks memories of simpler bygone days. Moments when we used to feel when we feel useful and fun and had all in, but are now, unfortunately, are layered with concern and questions about what comes next. We're still carrying heavy things into this new year. Families are strained by loss or long-term illness. Our nation is still divided in ways that hurt real people. And around the globe, climate disasters, economic strain, and new technologies, especially AI, are changing the way that we live. All these hopes and worries meet us today as we mark the Feast of Epiphany, this feast of light. Epiphany is the last major day of the Christmas season, and it's actually on, will be on Tuesday. In the ancient church, it was even more important than Christmas, and it meant that this was the revealing, the showing, the feast of light. The gospel reading always tells us about the story of the Magi, the wise men who followed the star from the east to bring gifts to the Christ child of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But Epiphany also offers us gifts for us to carry into the new year, gifts of vision, of direction, and choice. The great gift of Epiphany is this simple truth that Jesus is our light. The Bible calls him the bright morning star, the light of the world. That is not just a poetic image. Light in scripture is life, truth, and healing. In John 1, we read that through Jesus, all things were made. And Psalm 36 tells us that in your light, we see light. So in Jesus, the light made flesh, we find our way to live, to love, forgive, and build community together. There's an ancient Jewish idea that helps us grasp this. The rabbis speak of a hidden primordial light that God created on the first day. This light was different from the light of the sun or the moon. It was a special original light, they say. They taught that this hidden light would shine again on the day of the Messiah. So when we see Jesus as light incarnate, we understand that he is the world's true light, the light that makes life possible and gives us the true direction. And it has come to live among us. So what does this mean for us in 2026? First of all, that this light is not a private light. Jesus says that you, plural, are the light of the world. We are made to shine. We are not called to hide our faith, our compassion, our good deeds, but to let them be seen so that others might find the source of light for themselves. That calling is both a comfort and a responsibility because light gives life, and that light shows us the way forward, even in dark times. Isaiah 60 today helps us see how this works in community because the people of Israel at this time were returning from exile in Babylon, and they had been there and they'd been gone from their homeland for generations. Their cities were in ruins, their temple was destroyed. They could not just pick up where they left off, they had to rebuild everything. And so Isaiah speaks to them with this fierce hope. Arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen on you. Nations will come to your light. So even in rubble, God calls them to rise. Even in the rubble around us, we are called to arise and shine. That image speaks so directly to us because there are so many things in our lives, in our world today, that are in rubble. We can think of relationships that might be broken or strained, communities that are hurting, institutions that need repair. We have brutal dictators afloat, billionaires' clubs that are growing. And what does all this mean for our world? It means that we need for the light to heal and to rebuild ever even more so. So when the people, when we obey that call and rebuild, our light is renewed and healing can follow. The Magi in Matthew's story model how that light spreads. They saw a star and they traveled a long, uncertain road. They brought gifts, costly, respectful gifts, and they worshiped. Their journey was not safe or easy, but their faith moved them to action. And they were even more so foreigners, strangers in a strange land. And yet their response tells us something crucial. God's light draws people from every nation, of every ethnicity, every creed, and calls people to make a pilgrimage of heart and life. So Epiphany leaves us with three gifts to carry into 2026. The gift of clarity. Jesus is our light. And in a time of competing messages, polarized news, and constant noise that would distract us, the light of Christ offers a steady truth. It helps us see what really matters. This year, when you feel overwhelmed by headlines or social feeds, remember that light that helps you to see clearly, the call to love God and neighbor. Let that clarity guide our choices for how we spend our time, how we use our voice in community, and how we care for creation. Epiphany gives us the gift of courage. The Magi traveled, and Isaiah called people to rise in times of difficulty. Following that light means leaving behind familiar choices and places. It means having hard conversations, pleading for justice, or showing up for someone you disagree with. It can mean giving time and money to heal a broken system or offering forgiveness when it's difficult. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is action in spite of fear. So let Epiphany nudge us to take these courageous steps this year, tough conversations, commitments, and acts of reconciliation. Epiphany also calls us to relish the gift of community. Light is meant to be shared. The gospel tells us that the Magi's worship and gifts brought blessing, and Isaiah pictures nations coming into the light. Our faith is not a private trophy. It means it is meant to shine through how we treat our neighbors, strangers, even the earth. So in practical terms, this means that we build right here communities of care, checking on our elders, supporting our schools, welcoming newcomers, showing hospitality to refugees, engaging with those who struggle with addiction or isolation or who are sick and or lonely. We face tests this year, as always. Technology and AI will continue to reshape work and relationships. Climate change will test our planning and compassion. Political divisions still threaten our shared life. And the light of Christ doesn't erase these problems like a magic lamp, but it shows us how to respond with truth, with mercy, with steady, practical work. I want to end with a little bit of humor so that the point sticks, okay? Here's a new version of the airplane safety announcement that we hear every time we get on a plane, you know, buckle your seatbelts, remember? Well, welcome to flight 2026. We are ready for takeoff. Please secure your attitude and your blessings in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off. If we lose altitude under pressure, reach up and pull down that prayer. Prayer will automatically deploy by faith. And once your faith is activated, you can assist others. No baggage is allowed on this flight except love and service. The captain, God, has cleared us for takeoff, destination, renewal, and peace. So friends, this year, let us make this commitment to rise and let our light shine even more brightly. Let the revelation of Epiphany guide our steps. And where there is rubble, let us choose to rebuild. Where there is darkness, let us bring forth our light. And where there is division, let us commit to be bridges of reconciliation. That star that led the Magi to the Christ child is the same light that leads us to acts of mercy, truth, and justice. So may that light that dawned in Bethlehem be the light that guides us through 2026. Arise, shine, your light has come for all to see. Amen.